in order to make the best decisions possible, we want multiple people working on those decisions. So there's three committees there that are really good examples of collaboration. Teacher Quality Committee, really they oversee a pot of money the district gets, professional development funds, I guess you'd call it. And so we have teachers and administrators on that committee. And each year they set up a plan for how we're going to use those dollars. And the School Improvement Advisory Committee, they're giving us input and made up of parents and staff and community members. And they're giving us input on our goals and feedback. And of course, the board's main function is policy. And in order to make sure we have good policy in place, we got a committee that reviews our policies. We have to review all of our policies once every 5 years. And so there's 9 or 10 sections in our policy manual. So that committee meets monthly and we go through about 10 or 12 policies a month. They're going through that process before they show up on a board agenda. When that gets to the board, they know that they've been discussed and vetted with that committee.